This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump's lawyers say the impeachment trial in case against him is an extension of a Democratic witch hunt based on hatred, and they're denying Trump incited the Capitol riot. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The defense says House prosecutors manipulated the then president's words to backers in a speech before the attack. Lawyer Michael Vanderveen says, yes, Trump did tell them to fight like hell, but so what? Politicians have said that for centuries, and he showed a video of Democrats doing the same.
Spare us the hypocrisy and false indignation.
But Vanderveen ignored that the president's remarks that day and for weeks before were aimed at mobilizing backers to undermine an election he falsely claimed was stolen. Democrats like Mazie Hirono argue the president knew exactly what he was doing.
He had to have known that there would be violence, they were prepared for violence, and he just lit the match.
In an evenly divided Senate, Trump is all but certain to be acquitted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protests have resumed in Myanmar Saturday, a day after supporters of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi clashed with police Friday, as hundreds of thousands joined nationwide pro-democracy demonstrations in defiance of the junta's call to halt mass gatherings. At least three people were wounded when police fired rubber bullets. The nation's top public health agency in the U.S. says in-person schooling can be done safely with mask use, social distancing, and other strategies. And a report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also saying vaccination of teachers, while important, is not a prerequisite for reopening in the middle of a pandemic that has killed more than 480,000 people in the U.S. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has told lawmakers the administration delayed the full story about COVID deaths in nursing homes, leading to calls for Cuomo's resignation.
After media requests, pressure from the Trump administration, and finally a court order, the Cuomo administration was recently forced to admit nearly 15,000 people died in nursing homes of COVID-19, about double what was reported. The secretary to the governor explained this week they froze with concerns that information would be used against them after the federal Justice Department in August demanded the information. Lawmakers from both parties are blasting the Cuomo administration for the secrecy.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden has met with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors at the White House as part of his push to give financial relief from the coronavirus pandemic to state and local governments. The relief is a clear source of division with Republican lawmakers who view the spending as wasteful. As part of a $1.9 trillion coronavirus package, Biden wants to send $350 billion to state and local governments and tribal governments. While Republicans in Congress have largely objected to this initiative, Biden's push has some GOP support among governors and mayors. Disappointed crowds left the Australian Open tennis tournament mid-match on Friday as a victorious state snap lockdown was about to come into effect. Tournament is proceeding without crowds over the next 5 days after the state of Victoria was placed under a snap lockdown from midnight on Friday to contain the fresh outbreak of COVID-19. The state premier, Daniel Andrews, announced the measures after the highly transmissible strain of COVID-19 linked to Britain infected 13 people. Fans who had already bought tickets could get a refund. Andrew said the Australian Open would be treated like any other professional sporting event in the state. The tournament, one of the sport's four Grand Slams, was delayed by 3 weeks and only went ahead after more than 1,000 players and support staff underwent 14 days of quarantine. One day's play in the warm-up tournaments at Melbourne Park was called off last week after a worker at one of the tennis quarantine hotels tested positive for COVID-19. All the players underwent testing and were cleared of infection. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.